Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. And we do greet you, Radio Land, in the name of Jesus, thanking God for our great pastor coming to you today with the word of truth. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelist. This is God's covenant church.
Tell me who shall be able to stand.
We are the church of God. We are established in the word of God. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are Jews here, and we are Israelites, and we are true followers of Christ. In time past, those that were not saved called the followers of Christ Christians. But all of God's people, they refer to each other as sanctified, saints of God. And we're yet doing that. We are Christians. We are followers of Christ. But we are more than just followers, because everyone that follows the Lord is not obeying the Lord. Because the Lord said, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We know God's word today. God's word is the Ten Commandments. And if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. The devil has had this lie down from the beginning, saying, you cannot keep God's word. God told Adam, the day you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're going to die. The devil said, no, you won't. Not surely. But the focus was, now you're going to be as gods. And he deceived God's people, and they ate. We're here to set the record straight. We're here to let God reign in our life and to give you the good news. God is reigning in his people. Before we go any further, we have a poem today. We have a couple of testimonies. Right now, our Deacon Debbie have these announcements. Deacon?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We're hoping that you that hear these broadcasts will contact us and let us know what you think about the word, what you think about the Lord, what do you think about us bringing you the word of God. And what we bring is nothing made up. It's all according to what's written. Thanking God for our sister Porsche. She's been saved now close to how many years? Close to 5 years. She's been walking with the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Young woman in her early 30s, sanctified, wife of one husband. That husband is God. Isn't that beautiful? Virgin in the Lord. Haven't been tampered with by the world. There's no men creeping in at her door. Her life is dedicated to God, and she's waiting on the Lord should there be a man in her life. It's going to be one of her brethren that's living for God. God have blessed her, and she was able to continue in her schooling once she said yes to God, and now she has her doctorate. And she is happy in the Lord, and I am grateful for her. Sister Porsche, at this time, thank God.
Thank God for being here. Thank God for you, Pastor. Thank God for a leader that leads and guides us in the true way of holiness. Thank God for my life. I thank God that I heeded to the call when I was called 5 years ago. I thank God that I have the testimony, a true testimony, that I sin no more. And thank I thank God for my life. I thank God for my brothers and sisters. I thank God for the commandments. And I thank God that I have peace in my life. I'm able to go to bed now every night knowing that I have peace in my life. My life is just beautiful now, and I thank God for that. I thank God for you, Pastor, just leading and guiding us and leading and guiding me in every way of life. And I just thank God for being here.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for you, Sister Porsche. Sanctified. Sanctified soldier. We're thanking God for our Deacon Curtis. Wonderful soldier. Have been walking in this way some time, yet striving to please the Lord. Deacon Curtis, thank God.
I'm thanking God for such a great leader. Thanking God for God brought me to a point in my life where I knew I wanted to be saved, but then I found out that you had to strive and you had to be taught. And I'm thanking God once I got here and the word started going forth, I started yielding to it.
Thank God.
And I am so thankful and I'm blessed that I understand that to be with God, you have to know him.
All right.
And to know God, you really know him.
Thank
you
God.
Know, the scripture say he didn't say he knows him and don't really know him. You know, he's a liar.
All right.
And I'm just thanking God so much that I'm not a liar. God. Thank God for you.
Thank God for you, Deacon. As the scripture says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. And I know you to be true today. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for our sister Tatum. Her wonderful poems, we enjoy
yes,
those
they
poems.
Are. Beautiful.
Sister Tatum.
In thanksgiving.
Lord, I thank you for this day that I am blessed to see. Of all the people in the world, I'm truly glad to be me. For you brought me out of darkness into your marvelous light.
Thank God.
It was none of my goodness. It was the power of your might. I love your unmerited mercy, your tender love and care. This world and all its riches could never, never compare.
Thank God.
It's a blessing to be chosen to love you. In the beauty of holiness, I'm so grateful you gave me the privilege to serve you in happiness. I'm happy I'm living holy. I'm glad I'm living right. I'm glad to know that no unclean is pleasing in God's sight. I'm so thankful and blessed to know this. It's been said, ignorance is bliss. But living in sin and thinking you're right would seem to me amiss. I know it's because of knowledge. Some just don't understand. It could be me that's lacking, not knowing what God demands.
Thank God.
So I'm happy and so thankful God chose to give me light, brought me out of sin and sorrow to walk no more in the dark of night. And this is a thought for today. It's a miraculous wonder to be saved from all sin and to be kept. What a joy not to desire to go back in.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Sister Tatum. It's wonderful.
Beautiful.
We thank God for this Sabbath day and this door of utterance. Now, the thought I have today is keep and seek for all the commandments of the Lord. It's my thought because it's scripture.
Yes.
I like to think within the box. The scripture don't say it, let's not talk about it.
All right.
Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I believe the scripture.
Yes.
And I don't mind repeating the scripture over and over again, because I'm hoping that when you walk away from this broadcast hearing the words that are being spoken, they'll stay with you and ring in your ear. And hopefully it will give you some kind of food for thought, that you think about what God is saying and what we've been told by the forefathers. I was listening to a media commentator today, and maybe some of you have heard of him, Michael Medved. He's heard across the country. And he had an atheist on his program today. And the atheist was telling him in his tours, he's telling that it's evil to be a Christian. And so Michael asked him, why would you say it's evil to be a Christian? Now, I know that being a Christian is a good thing, because at least they're learning about God, not that they're learning who God really is. And I would say most religions, or to be religious, is a good thing. I'd rather live next door to a Catholic, a Baptist, a Methodist. Anyone, as long as they are striving to live that they know about God, learning good morals and good things about God. But I do know the scripture says, hereby do we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. That's another story. That's my belief, that although ones are striving and say they're seeking God, they really don't know him unless you are keeping God's commandments. But the point is this. The atheist said, the reason why Christians are evil, he said, I don't understand why in time past the Christians would adopt a symbol, the cross, that was used to torture people. And I say that atheist is right. Because that is not God's will, and that is not God's symbol, a natural cross the devil made up to torture people. That's not God's image. That's not God's symbol. God's symbol is the word. If you can make that into a symbol. The cross of Christ is the word. Because it will kill sin. It stops sin from operating when you yield to it and obey it. Say it again. The cross of Christ is not that tortured symbol that the devil used to torture the Lord with, to nail him to. That is not God's symbol. And the atheist got it right. And this has been a symbol been handed down through ages, and the people are wrong. I say it's wrong. We don't wear crosses over here because that is not God's doing. That's the devil's doing. The cross of Christ is the word. Now let's go to 1 Chronicles 28:2.
Beautiful.
You might want to write me behind that and call me many things. That's all right. But I'm staying with the word. 1 Chronicles 28:2.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelist?
Yes. Yes, Pastor. 28:2. Then David, the king, stood up upon his feet and said, hear me, my brethren, and my people.
What?
As for me, I had in mine heart to build an house of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
Now God is the Word. The Word is God. The covenant is the Word. Mm-hmm. It's God. And God is housed by an ark. And David wanted to build a building to put this ark in. You and I are the temple that God dwells in. Yes. If God dwells in you, and God doesn't dwell in an unclean temple.
No.
My point is, all throughout the scriptures, God is letting the people know, you must keep my covenant, my word, my commandments. But the devil have gotten in these preachers down through the years saying, no one can keep the commandments, and you're liars. Greedy dogs, barking, lying down, loving to slumber. That's what Isaiah said. That's Brother Isaiah.
He did.
He said that. I'm repeating it.
Yes.
Read.
And for the footstool of our God, and had made ready for the building.
So David was making ready a place for God to be housed. This is a parable. And we are the building that house God today.
Yes.
If you house God, you house the laws of God. That's why the Lord said, I will write my laws in their inward parts. Because God is the law. He's the word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Read the fourth verse.
Howbeit, the Lord God of Israel chose me before all the house of my father.
What?
To be king over Israel forever.
Forever. Although King Jesus is king, David is king forever.
Yes.
Because David and God are one now.
All right.
And David pleased God. He was the apple of his eye.
Yes.
No different than Enoch, who pleased God. And because he pleased God, God translated him that he died not naturally so. Read.
For he had chosen Judah to be the ruler and of the house of Judah. And of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all Israel.
King over all. He liked me because he was the apple of God's eye. David was an honest man. Although he got himself in trouble with his feelings, he was honest. He repented. He loved God. And he loved God's word. Sixth verse.
And he said unto me, Solomon, my son.
Solomon, thy son.
Thy son.
What?
He shall build thy house, my house, and my court.
What?
For I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father.
Well, now are we the sons of God?
Yes.
It does not yet appear what we shall be, but what God is saying, when you see him, you're going to be like him. So if you're not holy, how can you see God? If you can see God and you're Baptist or Presbyterian, you make God a liar. Because to be the sons of God, you must purify yourself even as he is pure. Read.
Moreover,
what?
I will establish his kingdom forever.
The kingdom God is going to establish is your spirit.
Yes.
That's why the prayer went forth, said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Because when God's kingdom, his spirit, comes into your life, it's because you're doing God's will. You're keeping God's commandments. So if you don't keep God's commandments, how can the kingdom come to you, come in you?
All right.
How can it come? And when the kingdom come, you will inherit it as long as you stay with God, keeping his commandments. You inherit it when you leave this body. But you get into the kingdom now in the spirit and is doing God's will, which is keeping God's word, which is God's commandments.
Yes.
Moreover,
I will establish his kingdom forever.
What?
If he be constant.
If he be constant. Here's the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the conditions. If he be constant. What?
To do my commandments.
Now, radio, and those that are listening to my voice, why would God ask you to do something you cannot do? He said, if you be constant, mm-hmm. if he be constant, to do my commandments.
And my judgments.
So why would God ask you to do his commandments mm-hmm. if we couldn't do it?
All right.
These preachers are liars. Don't follow these lying preachers.
That's right.
That say you cannot keep God's word. It's because they're not doing it. Read.
And my judgments as at this day.
What?
Now therefore,
what?
In the sight of all Israel.
God is talking about all those that say they are called by his name. Oh. We are Israel.
Yes.
If you truly live for God, you have been adopted as a son.
Yes.
We're Israelites.
Yes.
And God is saying in mm-hmm. the sight of all Israel, the congregation, what?
The congregation of the Lord.
What?
And in the audience of our God.
What?
Keep and seek
what?
For all the commandments
not
of the Lord.
Not just nine, but all of them. And you cannot say you are keeping the first day of the week as the day of rest because God didn't give it to you.
Right.
It's not in the commandments. And if you observe the first day of the week for the rest day, you are taking out the Sabbath and making up a day.
All right.
And that's what the devil did through these people in power in 321 AD, Constantine, the Pope,
yes.
Rome. They change things, but God's word don't change. Hebrews 13:8, what does it say?
All right.
God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And people that say they're called by his name love to quote that scripture. And yet, they're going to say, well, the Jews have the Sabbath, the Christians have Sunday. You're lying. Because God only have one people. There is no Jews and Christians. They're one. Every Jew, true Jew, is a follower of Christ. And every follower of Christ is a Jew. Paul, who they martyred, told us that. He was the true Jew, even in the flesh. And he let us know a Jew is not one outwardly, but one that had been circumcised in the spirit, that of the heart and not of the letter.
Right.
13:8 Hebrews, what does it say?
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday.
So if he's the same, how can you make the day of rest the first day of the week? He's the same yesterday because in yesterday, he hallowed the Sabbath day,
yes,
blessed it. That means mm-hmm. it can't be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Same yesterday.
And today.
What?
And forever.
So that means God have never changed. Malachi
mm-hmm.
3:6.
All right.
Or is it Malachi? Yes, 3:6. Mm-hmm. Because we're keeping and seeking for all the commandments, not just the ones we want to do.
Yeah.
These preachers tell you no one can keep those commandments. That's why he died. That's not why he died. He died that those that hide behind ceremony wouldn't have a cloak. Malachi 3:6.
For I am the Lord, I change not.
So if the Lord don't change, how is it that the Sabbath day was hallowed and blessed in the creation, and because you say Jesus died and rose on the first day of the week, which is a lie, because he said it would be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale. How can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday and get him up on Sunday? You need to take math again. For I am the Lord, what?
Mm-hmm. I am the Lord, I change not.
God don't change.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to St. John 14
All
and
right.
1.
All
Jesus
right.
came along and took on the flesh. He's the Word made flesh. And he didn't change what his Father gave him. He didn't change what he was implementing in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
14:1 says
mm-hmm.
what?
Let not your heart be troubled.
What?
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
15th verse, what does it say? Now we uh-huh. believe in God. God blessed the seventh day. He blessed the Sabbath. He said, do my commandments, be constant. What does it say in the 15th verse?
If ye love me.
Now here's the Lord talking again. Yet the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Now why would the Lord say, if you love me, what?
Keep my commandments.
Why would he say, keep my commandments if you couldn't keep them?
All right.
Because the commandments is the word of God.
Yes.
If you love me, keep my commandments. 21st verse, what does it say?
He that hath my commandments.
Now, Most of you churchgoers don't have the commandments because the preachers tell you, well, nobody could keep those commandments. They were done away with. You're lying. They're not.
That's right.
Because you're contradicting what the Lord is saying.
Right.
He that hath my commandments. What?
And keepeth them.
What?
He it is that loveth me.
Let's say it again. He that hath my commandments.
What? And keepeth
and
them.
And keep them. That means keep and seek for all the commandments. The same thing.
All right. All right.
He that hath my commandments
and keepeth them.
Keepeth them. That means you're able to keep them.
Yes.
Don't that mean that, people? Read it again.
He that hath my commandments.
He that hath my commandments.
And keepeth
now,
them.
Now the devil has gotten away from the commandments, trying to make one feel like the commandments and the word are different. They're the same.
Yes, sir.
He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. What?
He it is that loveth
That's
me.
That's the one the Lord said that loved me. What?
And he that loveth me
what?
Shall be loved of my Father.
What?
And I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
God is manifesting himself to those that keep his commandments. Now, if he's manifesting himself to Catholics or Baptists or Presbyterians that don't believe they have to or can keep God's word, you make the Lord a liar.
Yes.
Or unjust. Mm-hmm. And God is just.
Yes, he is.
23rd verse.
Mm-hmm. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love
me. Now here's the one that say they love him. This is how the Lord is saying. Because so many say, I love the Lord. But he's saying, if a man love me, what?
He will keep my word.
Now the words he spoke were the words of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
My Father gave me a commandment, what I should say, what I should speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that his commandments is life. Everlasting. Everlasting. If a man love me, he'll keep my words. What?
And my Father will love him.
What?
And we will come
so
unto him.
So you have
him.
Access to God and the Lord. They're one.
All right.
Yes.
And they manifest themselves to you. And they're one.
Yes.
What?
And make our abode with him.
What?
He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings.
Regardless of what these preachers are saying, if you don't know the commandments of God is his word and you are keeping them, you don't love the Lord. Not according to what God considers love is.
All
what?
Right. And the word which ye hear is not mine.
It's not.
But the Father's.
It's not Jesus's. It's the Father.
Which sent me.
Because the scripture says in the beginning was the word.
Yes.
Psalms 19:7. Let's go there. Time is moving on, but keep and seek for all the commandments. Because if you're not doing that, you're not doing anything that's pleasing God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Psalms 19:7. Mm-hmm. What does it say?
The law of the Lord is perfect.
It's perfect.
Yes.
Converting what? The soul.
So the law, don't get messed up. All of them laws was done away with. No, they weren't.
No, they weren't.
They were being fulfilled by his death.
Yes.
But it's yet required to keep the word.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To keep God's law. Read. Yes.
Converting the soul.
What?
The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
So that means his testimony is his 10 precepts.
Yes.
It's sure.
Yes.
Now, if it's not sure, that means it's subject to change. Well, I wasn't sure about hallowing the Sabbath, so when I took on flesh and I was killed and rose on the flesh, which he didn't, we're going to change it. No, you cannot change the word of God.
Right.
If you change the word of God, then God changes.
All right.
You cannot break the word of God. It's forever the same.
Yes.
Read.
The statutes of the Lord are right.
What?
Rejoicing the heart.
What?
The commandment of the Lord is pure.
It's pure, the commandment. What?
In enlightening the eyes.
Now, why would God do away with something that enlightens you? Because the word lets you know where you are in conjunction with God.
All right.
If you're pleasing God or not.
Read. Yes. The fear of the Lord is clean.
It's clean.
Enduring forever.
What?
The judgments of the Lord are true.
Now his judgments are true.
And
that means the Sabbath day is the day of rest.